It should never have been cause for alarm. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what former President Trump's attorneys contend in a court filing about the classified documents the FBI seized from his Florida home. And they want a judge at a hearing today to appoint a special master to locate material under executive or attorney-client privilege.
The former president contends FBI agents executing a search warrant seized items they had no right to take and wants the independent reviewer to determine which documents can be returned. The Department of Justice says a special master is unnecessary, as they've already sorted through the documents in question.
Fox's Evan Brown, the Justice Department also contends there's evidence of attempts to obstruct the investigation. A team of U.N. inspectors has just arrived at that nuclear power plant feared to be in danger in Ukraine. The company overseeing it had said Russian shelling triggered a shutdown at a reactor. Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Agency, had said,
weighing the pros and cons and having come so far, we are not stopping. We are moving now.
In Russia, also, President Vladimir Putin paid tribute to Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union who died Tuesday, for his enormous impact on history. But Putin will not attend Saturday's funeral. He has in the past called the Soviet collapse under Gorbachev the greatest political catastrophe of last century. There's a new report card for students during COVID times. Here's Fox's Mark Meredith.
Ever since the pandemic began, you've had parents, students, teachers, news anchors asking what kind of impact would school closures and remote learning have on children's education as well as test scores. And now some new federal data spells out what many people have suspected. Reading scores have dropped dramatically in the last 2 years.
And the biggest drop in those scores among 9-year-olds in 3 decades, math scores declined for the first time ever. There have been long lines for drinking water, frustrating people in Jackson, Mississippi, where flooding damaged a water plant.
You can't brush your teeth. They say it's okay to bathe in, but, you know, if you're getting brown water out of your faucet, you don't even...
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden will go prime time tonight, addressing the nation from Philadelphia in a speech the White House says will continue his battle for the soul of the country. He maintains Trump supporting MAGA Republicans put democracy at risk, prompting his critics to say it's just a political speech tonight, creating more disunity. In Alaska, former Governor Sarah Palin, the Republican backed by Trump, lost a special House election to Democrat Mary Peltola, who says she has
just a tremendous sense of gratitude and appreciation for the people who've put trust in me to fill out the remainder of Congressman Young's term.
He died after decades in office. Peltola and Palin and another candidate will face off again in November for a full 2-year House term. They'll be mourning a police officer in Indiana today.
Richmond, Indiana, canine officer Sierra Burton was shot in the head during a traffic stop 3 weeks ago. Richmond's police chief Michael Britt announcing on social media that despite the best efforts of doctors and nurses, her injuries were unrecoverable, leading to the family's heartbreaking decision to terminate life support today. But the chief says Sierra will continue to be a hero. Her selfless gift of organ donation will continue to serve others long after her passing. Funeral arrangements for Officer Burton are pending. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall again. Futures are down as we get a new month started after 4 days of losses ended August, dragging the Dow down 1,800 points. The Dow lost 4% last month, so did the NASDAQ. Serena Williams will play on, winning her second round match at tennis's U.S. Open in New York, which may be her final tournament.
You know, it's no rush here. I'm loving this crowd and...
Williams on ESPN last night after beating the second seed Annette Kontaveit. She'll play again tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.